This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, baby. It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. We are 1 week and 1 day, 2.5 hours away from the first pitch of opening day, Rangers Cubbies next Thursday night right here on the Fan pregame at 6 o'clock. We cannot wait to see you guys back out there at the yard for the first time since we broadcasted game one or game two, if you happen to be there for that special roundtable broadcast that Saturday afternoon. An enchanted day.
Yep.
And opening day, I believe, is going to be like Parade 2.0 as far as the energy, the excitement, the revelry, and we hope you can join us. Okay, Rangers and Reds are in action this afternoon. Let's take a look at the box score as they had a massive bottom of the or top of the second inning, and they lead 6-1. Chief just told you got the bombski from Langford. You also had a home run from Simeon,
who Grand slam.
Absolutely on fire. So this is a lot of fun. Dane Dunning is dealing. He has gone 2 1/3. He did give up the one run on 2 hits, but not too bad from him. And we're expecting to get a Mark Church appearance in this game. He of 10 innings of work, 3 hits, 2 runs allowed so far. This could be a big conclusion to his spring.
I love me some Mark Church, dude. He's my most excited reliever option that
we've
got.
Did he pitch yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, he did.
He closed. He came in.
So they're gonna close him again today.
Maybe try him out back to back days.
See what you got.
See what you got.
Are you Aroldis Chapman, or can you do this thing?
My gut feeling is that he will probably be in the minors.
Start the season, then you call him up.
That'd be my guess.
Because of the option situation stuff.
Yeah, I think that it makes
because he's
too
played
much
his way on. Yeah, but I understand that.
You know, you usually hear like personnel guys say this. Oh man, these Stephen Jones, boy, these cuts are going to be tough. This is going to be a tough.
It's a numbers
and,
game,
and it really is not for the Rangers. I actually kind of think it is who they're trying to, and yeah. I think there's going to be some roster manipulation. Man, I'm lucky I said that the right way.
You did. You nailed it.
But I think they're going to have some of that early in the first maybe couple of weeks of the season until they kind of get things settled down and kind of have an idea of how they want to get the roster the right way.
And I think you're right about Church. I could definitely see that happening.
He was just okay yesterday in his closeout appearance that he
but
had.
But I think he's got a lot of opportunity, and he will be called up at some point this year.
Yeah.
And he'll, I'm hoping, deliver and maybe just stay up once he does get called up. But I don't know how in the world you're not having Wyatt Langford on that opening day roster, probably batting third. I think that dude has probably made it with the job he's been doing.
Yeah, overall, it's been a disappointing spring, I think, for your young starting pitchers. But overall, I'm just geeked with what Langford was able to do.
Unreal.
Yeah.
And I think we're about to see the arrival of the game's next superstar.
Yeah, I saw Jeff Wilson. Wyatt Langford is the sixth player since spring stats were first tracked back in 2006 to hit at least 6 homers in their age 22 season or younger.
Wow.
So tied for third all time behind Freddie Freeman and Ryan Zimmerman.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be outstanding. I mean, you talk about the catalyst you have in your lineup already. What Evan Carter was able to do, and obviously Seager, Simeon, Adolis Garcia. Maybe Langford could, you know, join Seager as a truly elite hitter in every way and send this thing into the absolute stratosphere. I'm thinking dynasty. You know, I don't think I'm being greedy. I think that's an accurate portrayal of what could happen here.
Especially if you hit on some of these bullpen guys like Church, who we're excited about. Grant Anderson, if he continues to go ahead and develop well, and he's a guy that could possibly be on the opening day roster as well. Yeah, and if you get something out of Jack Leiter, I mean, last year, heck, I know Kumar Rocker's not going to give you anything this year, but he was a guy that Bruce Bochy was looking at it being fast-tracked possibly as a relief option for you. So if he can go ahead and end up recovering well from Tommy John surgery again, and maybe you're able to get something out of those arms you didn't expect anything from. The pitching, you know the hitting's going to be there. If they could ever finally establish some pitching in the minor leagues, yeah, the dynasty talk is real.
I do think their bullpen is so unsecure that I'm going with Church to start the season.
I would love that.
He's hot, you know, and it might not be his turn in 2 or 3 weeks. It could be a Grant Anderson situation where you're like, hey, he was good kind of temporarily, sure, but now he's back in the minors. We're going to wait till he's hot again and then bring him back up, you know. So I think it is going to be an up and down teeter totter type of year for the pitching staff in a lot of ways. I'm just trying to play the hot hand now, but that roster manipulation is tempting, especially with a guy like Ray Davis as your owner. Doesn't always prioritize winning over saving money. Looking at you, Ray. Okay, let's make this happen. We go to WFAA.com is where I'm seeing this story. The MLB and WWE have partnered to make title belts, the Texas Rangers edition. I feel like it's an absolute lock. Hagee's wife is going to get him one of these.
Damn
right. That'll be a Christmas gift.
That'll probably be the one seed. It looks like these are like 500-something bucks, huh?
Yeah, you're looking at $549 on MLBShop.com and ShopWWE.com. I'm not a big wrestling fan, Brian, but if that's not the most badass piece of baseball memorabilia, like when it comes to novelty type
items.
That
looks so cool.
Yeah, scroll on down there.
And the belts are badass.
Tell me what you think. I mean, if obviously you got to have some disposable income, or this is a special type of gift for the Rangers fan in your life, I imagine you're breaking that out for watch parties probably for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this one of those things where watch party at home, you're wearing it during the game? Do you wear it to the game if you're going to the game? Or is this strictly up on the man cave mantle on the wall for folks to see that way? I don't know. There's some versatility here with this bad boy.
You could drape it over your shoulder.
I was going to say the shoulder drape is pretty fly.
You know, like a celebration type deal. You go ahead and pop it over there. I love it. I mean, I've loved the fantasy football. Instead of a trophy, you go with the fantasy football championship belt, I think has always been a good move. These are outstanding.
Give me the replica ring then, instead of the belt. That's what I would do. I want the whatever the ring is, like the
so
best.
You can not wear it like your Super Bowl ring.
No, I mean but I think
you crapped on Kobe's ring yesterday pretty good.
Well, it was Kobe's dad's ring.
But I would wear the replica ring before I wear the belt.
Okay,
you know, like if
it's a little bit more inconspicuous, not as loud. That's for sure.
I think I'd like the loud.
I think championship parade brought us though. He wants that belt.
He needs the belt.
You know what I mean? There's moments. Parade brought us. Belts. Spring training hammered Tito's brought us. He's going to want that championship Texas Rangers belt that is just the perfect amount of red, white, and blue and gold. And then it looks like on the inside you get some Sunday
cost?
Best powder blue. This is $549.99. Maybe you buy this for the bully and this makes up, you know, one final truce on the World Series fiasco for the ages.
If I could squeeze that out, I'm here for it.
Yeah, championship belts, one size fits all.
That's what I would worry about. That's why I don't want the belt.
No,
I'm worried. I'm worried.
You're just reminded. You're reminded every time.
Yeah, every time you put it on, you're going, God, about to die here. You know, and then like Mardi Gras, Brian wearing the belt and drinking.
Yeah,
oh my God,
and you get all bloated.
I'd be like, yeah.
You could probably wear it more like a choker. Or you'd probably wear it around your neck.
That's like your alter ego, though. You know, when you drop into Mardi Gras Brian mode, all bets are off. All normal rules for Broadus are off.
Mardi Gras Brian would be in on this. You'd be in on.
You would take your shirt off to make enough room around your waist to fit this thing around your belly.
I don't think I there's not enough alcohol to make me do that.
Dude.
There is. No, there's not.
I will dispute that to the day this actually happens.
No, there's not. There's not enough alcohol to maybe take my shirt off and put the belt on.
There is enough alcohol and championship euphoria, though, that when you mix all of a sudden a different animal comes out, okay? This isn't just a run-of-the-mill drunken day with your boys. Yeah. This is championship parade, hammered broadus with a championship belt, and you're going to snatch that out of somebody's hands the same way you did the tequila margarita situation at the parade the last time when you waterfalled it from a tolo. over the fence.
Should have gone lip to
tip. Well, I hadn't heard about that. That was awesome.
All right, wait a minute now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I did too, but you did.
Why?
I put my mouth on that.
Wolchuk put his mouth right on the sauce.
I was glad I was not. Yeah, it was before Wolchuk on this thing.
We go waterfall. Wolchuk just goes right into his mouth.
Hey, yeah. I'm not a coward.
Yeah. I can't. No, I'm not.
Yes, obviously, right now can't.
Oh, let the Stars win the championship, and it might be even worse.
You know what?
We don't have a hockey belt, though.
He's always thinking the 7-year-old him that's walking into the pool with the shirt on. Yeah, he's fighting that fight every day.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's a good point.
Seriously, nobody wants to see me without a shirt on. That's no. No, it's not going to happen.
Speak for yourself.
No.
I think we do now.
We've all been wanting to see that third nipple for a long time.
I'm not going to wax it again, I'll tell you that, but I'll show the back off if somebody wants to check it out.
Is your back like just still all scarred up?
It probably is. I can't see it. It's my pack.
Funny thing about his back, though.
I'm all about Mardi Gras Abrahtis all the time.
Yeah.
But any extracurricular stuff? No.
This would be back-to-back championships.
And we'll count it as a double bet payoff for you. Don't forget that.
If you rip your shirt off, it's a double bet payoff.
Unless you give one of your bet payoffs over to somebody. That was an immunity situation. This counts as a bet payoff, dude. Next time the Rangers win a championship, which is later this calendar year.
Any team win a championship parade.
Yeah.
I'm totally in on that. Any parade. What's our new football league called? It's not
the XFL Renegades.
But it's not the XFL.
It's the UFL.
UFL.
The USFL.
Yeah, they
the
win
UFL?
That thing. Just they have
the
a parade. I'll go stand down there and cheer for
them. I don't think they're going to have a parade because they just won. We didn't have a parade. So we won't get a parade for that.
Yeah, but it's not about showing up. It's about showing up and being willing to go championship belt on, potentially shirt off. I think this is going to happen.
Championship belt is not happening.
This thing is sweet, though. This thing is sweet, though, man.
It's badass. It really is.
I think they're going to do numbers for Christmas presents and stuff like that, Rangers super fans. I mean, with the inflation being what it is, you kind of have to readjust what is a crapload of money. Like, growing up, it was a $110 pair of sneakers was a crapload of money. Now they're $300. So, but this seems like a heavy, heavy bill to pull off. I think it's worth it, though.
I would rather pay the $500 on championship day to throw a party for everybody around me. Get like $500 of alcohol. That's what food, alcohol, more alcohol than food.
More alcohol.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would have a
$500
tailgate party. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about baseball stuff here, and we do have to segue. That championship strap is a thing of beauty. The man who would be my pick to win MVP of their next World Series would be Corey Seager still. but if it's not him.
He went out on a limb on that one.
If it's not him, bang, bang.
Oh.
We go to Jim Bowden in The Athletic, his breakout team.
Failed front office guy.
For left fielder, of course, he has our Wyatt Langford, age 22, 6'1", 2 1/4". Okay. He is so stout, he looks like he's 5'8". It's like, no way a dude that wide who looks like that. He's like a block of muscle, but he's super tall as well.
Especially from the waist to the knee.
That's right. Says, Langford's my preseason prediction for AL Rookie of the Year as well over his teammate Evan Carter and the O's Jackson Holiday. Is Langford going to overshadow Carter?
Yes, he
is. I asked that question yesterday, right? Because less pressure maybe for Carter?
Carter
might perform better.
The reason why is we saw Evan Carter. Evan Carter had his breakout moment in the postseason last year. We haven't gotten to see Wyatt Langford. So you have that excitement and build up like we saw with Josh Young 2 years ago.
If I'm Carter, I'm kind of happy.
I don't think Evan Carter cares. No pressure, he's got that personality. He's humble as hell. He's just going to go about his business every day. He is totally fine with
Wife's great with the crock pot.
And yes, chicks dig the dong ball.
And that's
Wyatt Langford is hitting the homers.
That's 100% the reason why Bankford is, he's going to be more hyped up, more talked about, more. It's a more exciting type of skill, you know, that he's bringing to the table here. So, yes.
Carter is going to be a tremendous player. I think multiple-time All-Star as well. I think you go Simeon, Carter, Langford. Is that?
Yeah, because Evan Carter's a better all-around player. Yeah. Evan Carter definitely still a very good offensive player. I mean, full count Carter here. But he's going to be absolutely robbing home runs out there in the outfield. I don't know that we'll see that from Langford or not. Hopeful. But Evan Carter definitely has that ability.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, he's a total weapon, I think, and is only going to get better. Like, Carter's on-base percentage against lefties so far in spring training is insane. I think he just went to work in the offseason with his vision and his patience, and just like that, you know, elite learners, I think. Guys making quick transitions. And Langford's transition is historic as well. I know Evan Carter broke several records last year for just stepping in as a rookie, but also for anybody in the playoff stuff he was doing was just insane. But Langford hit .373, 21 home runs as a junior at Florida. Yeah. His numbers in spring training have been really historic. Would you say only six other players under the age of 22 have ever done what he's doing at spring training?
Yep.
And of course, our guy Maddox called him the best player on the team, not named Corey Seager, just a while back. And then on that lineup, I don't know where Adolis Garcia fits in here. Is he 4, 5, 6? You have a lot of options when totally healthy. I think he'll probably get moved around depending on how he's doing. But the story in the morning news is that his kryptonite, the old high heater, is back, and he's not worried about it. He says it's just part of the process, getting them all figured out. He says can't hit him, can't lay off him. So we'll see how his season gets underway. But, you know, he's getting a late start on this, so I'm not too concerned, especially after what he did last year. He can do no wrong in my mind, you know. However the Adolis Garcia career trajectory goes from here, I love him. You know, that's what I know about the guy.
I'd cover up a crime for that guy.
You get the streakiness from Adolis every year, but it's not a biggie. He'll be all right. He'll work out of that slump.
We got the top 10 at 4:20 coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
It's a great day. It's National Ravioli Day. Who doesn't love a good ravioli? Top 10 types of pasta on National Ravioli Day. What's your favorite, and where does ravioli rank for you? That's next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.